Some businesses make money the moment they put out their product. Others figure it out as they go. And often the users of the product are the ones who teach you how to make money. That is exactly what happened with the Chinese company YY. Zoe Chase from NPR's Planet Money team reports.
YY started out as just this social network for gamers. So you didn't have to play League of Legends by yourself. You'd make friends across China and play together. But there was this gaming-specific problem.
There's no time for them to type text. When they play games, they are very concentrated, so they are very busy with their hands.
Eric He is an executive with YY. So they put in this high-quality audio software, so players could just talk to each other in real time. Asman Wang is a student at NYU. He plays games on YY all the time.
What are they saying to each other?
Oh, just like, be careful.
Be careful, watch your back, there's like a monster coming?
Yeah, like in the game.
And this is how Wang stayed connected to his friends in Shanghai when he moved to the U.S., in these sort of virtual chat rooms, playing World of Warcraft together. The company grew fast. Growth, but no profits. Things changed when the company noticed that inside these chat rooms, people weren't just playing games. People were singing. If you set up a way for anyone with a webcam to get a large audience and you provide high-quality audio, people are going to karaoke. This is a video of a young lady who goes by the name of Cotton Rabbit. Slim, young-looking in her bedroom, and she's really popular.
It said there's 3,249 people online and watching this video. It's a live show.
That's Yang Guo, an interpreter. The show is live. Cotton Rabbit is performing right at this moment.
It's 11:12 p.m. in China now.
At first, as the karaoke videos multiplied, the YY guys didn't see the money there. Until this one moment, Eric He says they decided to have a contest.
We were trying to figure out how should we rank. Performer A is better than performer B.
They gave their users these free virtual tickets so they could vote for their favorites. A little later, the YY guys are online on Taobao, a huge internet marketplace.
We found out that someone offered to buy that ticket.
The tickets were on sale for about 25 cents a piece.
That was like lightning to us. We realized that the little ticket actually means something.
People would pay for them. People wanted to show appreciation to the karaoke singers. This was the breakthrough. Now on YY, you enter your bank account and you can buy little presents for the singers, like emojis. Things like
the cotton candy and the lollipop. You can also send her the sugar candy, beer, the heart means I love you, kiss and hug, and you are the best. Yeah.
They're all a few cents each, 10 cents, 15 cents, but as we watch, I see someone send Cotton Rabbit 66 magic wands. That's about $3 US. And this is key, Cotton Rabbit gets a cut of that money, and YY gets 60%, which actually adds up. YY still is the games, but more than half their revenue now comes from the music business. And they offer these expensive VIP packages for up to $20,000, and people buy them. And some performers make thousands of dollars a month off deals like that. Turns out, YY's customers really, really wanted to pay for virtual cotton candy. And now they get to. Zoe Chase, NPR News.